Go ahead.
Is it fair to say that Brendan Lemieux draws back in here tonight?
Yeah, Brendan goes in tonight. Mason Appleton will come out.
What do you want to see the continuing progress of Brendan Lemieux's game here tonight being against, obviously, a club that is struggling here?
Well, regardless of the opponent, we're looking for these young guys to make those small steps week by week. We're comfortable with where his game is. I didn't take him out because there was a problem. He's been good along the walls, which is probably the starting point for young players. His reads are getting better. Certainly, there's a physical element to his game. We think there's offense there. We think there's some hands there, too. But the starting point is learning our system, learning the National Hockey League, and learning the style of game that he brings, that he needs to be able to bring that every night. So all of that, it would be the same thing that Mason Appleton hears when he's out of the lineup. It's all part of the process. We've got a really young group and are very young on the lesser minute roles. So these guys will come in and out of the lineup as they learn the game.
How do you gauge your opposition tonight? I mean, they've lost five in a row here, and they're a little banged up. They've made some additions, and obviously they're cornered a little bit.
You know what? You're looking for a spark, as we are now, having lost two in a row. And anytime you make a trade, you get that spark. Just the change in the room gives you the sense that something can be different. So we'll get their very best tonight. We haven't been filling the back of the net. They're working hard at defending, so we're both going to try to. They're going to try to keep us from getting there, and we've got to do a better job of getting to the net.
Do you expect to see more of the same of what you saw in the first two games with Yoda?
I think both coaches hope not.
Yeah.
I liked the first two periods of our game. Our first game against Edmonton, clearly we had a tough third. It was a bit more back and forth at times, but I think at the end of the day, both teams have some really high-end speed to go along with their skill in their best players, right? They can drive the pace, and the game can look like nothing for 7 minutes, and one of those guys gets the puck and changes the game on you. So we're both trying to become better defensive hockey teams. We're both going to try to grind this thing if we can, but there's enough speed on both units that there are going to be times where this game opens up.
You said you were weighing a decision on who your goaltender would be today. What went into the choice?
Just the schedule. You know, Connor was very good in that Minnesota game. It wasn't a high event game, but we gave up 3 2-on-1s in the first period, and I really liked his game. It's a long block of time, so he had 4 days off at the break. We get two games. If I keep him out, he gets one game in the next 6 or 7 days, and certainly Lauren deserves to be, based on the way he's played, he probably deserves to be in the net every night. Like, not over Connor, he's just played very well, but it was just schedule related.